It looks like a little library, but the contents inside the 519 Little Free Pantry on Whitelaw Road are non-perishable food items, toiletries and more. It's a really cool initiative that I'm happy to be a part of, said Krista Godino, a sponsor for the pantry from the 519 Community Collective Free Pantry Project. The idea is to make them, non-perishable items, accessible on foot. If you're struggling, there's a little option to help take a little bit of the pressure off. Started within Waterloo region, these pantries have spread to Fergus, Elora, Breslau and Cambridge. The idea comes from a volunteer-run organization called the 519 Community Collective. Godino said she learned about the organization through Facebook and had contributed in the past before deciding to help sponsor the first little free pantry in Guelph with her company, Future Insulation Systems Inc. I thought it was a great idea, she said, it's something so small thing but it can have a big impact. How it works is sponsors spend $400 to have a pantry built, hand-painted and transported to a host location. This fee also includes stocking the pantry with essentials. A pantry location is chosen based on a resident who volunteers their residence private property, and the one in Guelph now sits on the property of Teresa Assurin. I'm excited about it, said Assurin, who learned about the project a few months ago and signed up to be a host. I'm hoping we get more pantries across Guelph. When asked why she agreed to host the pantry, Assurin cites she had an interest in teaching her children about generosity. You can learn generosity at any age. Assurin mentions her neighbors are already showing interest in the pantry. There's lots of lower-income housing within a certain radius from my house with families who are food insecure, said Assurin, and I hope as word of mouth spreads, and people walk by, that it goes to those who need it. Besides keeping shelves stocked and cleaning up litter, Assurin mentions there aren't many responsibilities a host has when hosting a 519 Little Free Pantry. It's very simple to set up and maintain, said Assurin. Those who are interested in donating to the pantry can drop a donation off at the rubber bin beside the pantry or in a bucket on Assurin's front porch. If there's space, donations can also be placed within the pantry. To learn more about the 519 Little Free Pantry Project, click here.